Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. All right, I told you we would. It's time to announce Blog of the Week. We haven't done this in a while because our Friday has been a little mixed up for several weeks. But we've been reading your blogs. If you have the Issues Etc. widget, we've been reading your blog and we've been considering it for Blog of the Week. If you want the widget on your blog, if you blog, so many do, go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and right below the brand new Issues Etc. YouTube video, you will find the widget you can put on your blog. When you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog, and maybe you'll get picked like this one.
My pick is Pastoral Meanderings by Pastor Larry Peters. It's a blog post titled Efficient or Effective. There is much ado about the Blue Ribbon Task Force on restructuring the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Much is made over the fact that our structure is actually inhibiting our growth, restricting the mission, and getting in the way of a more efficient church. There is a mouthful, a more efficient church. Now, if God had wanted the work of the kingdom to be efficient, he would have figured out a better way than to work through ordinary flesh and blood people like you and me. But God is less concerned with efficiency than we do. God's concern is more about faithfulness than efficiency, or he would have created a more efficient structure than the church and a more efficient means than the people sharing the gospel in word and action. I have to admit, efficiency is not one of the things I look for in a church body. An efficient church body would jump on every wind of change to ride the wave of trend and fad, hoping to be one step ahead of the people. God has purposely chosen not efficiency, but faithfulness as the standard for the work of his kingdom, and faithfulness is less than efficient, but not effective. If his church will faithfully speak this word and administer these sacraments, God will grow his church and build his kingdom. It may not be efficient, but it is effective. Effective because God is the one who makes it work. And I'm paraphrasing here, what works and what works fast should be less our concern than what is faithful to the gospel, faithful to Jesus Christ. All the restructuring in the world will not replace the faithfulness that God calls us to and that God expects from us. We may be able to fill the pews by trending ahead of the trend and capturing the curiosity and desire for entertainment in people, but we will not please the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong, I think we need some restructuring so our structure and our polity reflect theology and not the latest ideas from the social scientists and business gurus. I just think we are going at this for the wrong reasons and will judge its success by the wrong criteria. My pick for Blog of the Week, Pastoral Meanderings by Pastor Larry Peters.
And mine comes from Southern Lutheran Cantor. That's the name of the blog. The post is called God's Raw Deal. He's quoting from John Kleinig, by the way, in his most recent book, God Deals with Us in a strange way as we travel our course on earth. Little by little, he strips us down until we are left with nothing except our bare, fragile human soul, a soul that relies on him utterly for its existence. Then he strips us of our soul in death. He takes away everything that we have in order to give us everything that he has in store for us. My pick of the week for Blog of the Week, Southern Lutheran Cantor, God's Raw Deal. We'll post both Jeff's and my pick at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. In hour two, we'll spend the first part of it, the first half, with Dr. Frank Beckwith talking Christians and politics. He's got a new book called Politics for Christians, Statecraft as Soulcraft. And then we'll let you pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We have four Issues Etc. soundbites to play for you. You listen, and then you call, email, or Twitter, and vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two is straight ahead.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.